Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Hebron, Israel. A single rabbi captured the city of Hebron all by himself during the Six-Day War in 1967. That's the headline. David Wilder from Hebron will relate this story to us in just a moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Tell us the story of what happened.
Well, Jimmy, what happened was he had been at the site at the Holy Western Wall when it was liberated. There were photographs of him blowing the shofar, the ram's horn there. And he knew that the next day the army was going into Hebron. And knowing that the army was going to be going there, he wanted to go with them and be one of the first Jews to be able to actually worship there. He reached an area about halfway between Jerusalem and Hebron. He reached that site where all of the army was. He reached them in the middle of the night, and he gave them a little pep talk about how important it was going to Hebron. And then he said, I'm going to go rest. When you leave for Hebron, come wake me up. I'm going with you. A few hours later, he wakes up. And there's nobody there, no soldiers, no jeeps, no nothing. So we woke up his driver, and he said, they left without us. They didn't want to take us. Let's catch up with them. So in the middle of Six-Day War, this rabbi and his drivers driving by themselves south towards Hebron. And they very, very quickly realized they weren't going to have to deal with any real enemy fire. The Arabs were hanging white sheets outside the windows of their buildings, outside of the windows of their homes. They were surrendering, and they were afraid that the Israeli army was going to pay them back. So they just surrendered. Rabbi Goren reaches the city of Hebron, makes his way to the Tomb of the Patriarchs, runs up the stairs leading to the entrance to the building. The doors were locked, and the people inside refused to open them. He took his jeep up the stairs, put chains on the doors, and hooked them onto the back of the jeep, pulled the doors down, and he ran inside, and he started to pray. The Mufti of Hebron sent a messenger saying he wanted to come surrender, and Rabbi Cohen sent him away. He said, this is a place of prayer and peace. Go surrender someplace else. When he left to go to Hebron, Rabbi Goren, his goal was to catch up with the army. Where were they in all of this? What he didn't realize is the place where they had been at, where he had gone to sleep, is actually a very big hill. And the Israeli army, not knowing that the Arabs in Hebron were going to surrender, were on the other side of the hill preparing the attack. What happened was that he went into the city with his driver all by himself. He liberated Hebron. He liberated the Tomb of the Patriarchs and the Jewish people. One person all by himself. It's an amazing story.
What a story of the rabbi by himself capturing the city of Hebron in 1967. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. There are reports of many miracles that actually happened during the Six-Day War in 1967. The capture of the city of Hebron is only one of those miracles. The Jewish people are God's chosen people. Israel is God's chosen land for the Jews, including Hebron, which is the second most sacred city for the Jewish people. God will keep his promises to his chosen people, the Jewish people. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...